This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. On stage at the United Center, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson praising the Biden-Harris administration for rebuilding a once prosperous black neighborhood in Milwaukee, literally split in two under so-called urban renewal policies of the 1960s.
People of color were displaced, homes destroyed, businesses shuttered, all for a quicker commute. Under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, we're bringing Bronzeville back.
The bipartisan infrastructure law is also paying to replace deadly lead pipes in older Milwaukee homes. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket. State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding.
Redistricting turned a lot of red legislative districts in Wisconsin purple. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says that's energizing Democrats in Green Bay, Wausau, Sheboygan, and the Milwaukee suburbs.
Places that were gerrymandered districts for over a decade, and the local communities are thrilled to have an opportunity to finally elect a representative who shares their values.
Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruill was killed in June. Wisconsin taxpayers who qualify will be able to file their taxes directly with the IRS for free. Taxpayers in 12 states in April saved millions in tax preparation fees. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will weigh in on a case of a high school wrestling championship. The high court will decide if Hayden Halter's family can sue the referee whose unsportsmanlike conduct call might have suspended him for the state tournament. The Waterford High School star was reinstated and won the title. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Oshkosh Defense has awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month. A 6-year-old Fond du Lac boy has died after being hit by a vehicle Wednesday evening. Police were called to Grove Street around 6:30 for a bicycle versus vehicle accident. The child was taken to the hospital where he died from his injuries. The driver of the vehicle, a 41-year-old Fond du Lac man, is cooperating with the investigation, which continues. Officials in Fond du Lac remind parents to educate their children on the dangers of eating snacks or candy from unknown sources. Sheriff's officials recently took an 18-year-old Madison man into custody who had drug-laced goodies shipped from Oregon to Wisconsin. The snacks were laced with psilocybin mushrooms and THC. The packaging on the snacks was loud, colorful, and designed to appeal to younger populations. The new Bell & Health Children and Adolescent Center, being built in Ashwaubenon, will provide parents with specialized full-service pediatric care in less time and with less travel for parents. Jamie Hagenow is the pediatric services team lead for Bell & Health.
So this will actually be a one-stop shop. So kids can see their pediatrician, they can see their mental health therapist, they can get therapy, they can see Children's Wisconsin, all in one single building in one location. So it's going to decrease the amount of travel that half of these families have to do every single day.
Hagenow says especially imaging for children with scoliosis will be easier when the center opens.
So an EOS machine literally decreases the radiation by 70%, and it will make a 3D modeling of the spine within 2 minutes. So we can get kids in and out and get back to their life, back to school, back to our communities faster. And it decreases the radiations.
The Children and Adolescents Center in Ashwaubenon will be one of only 3 locations in Wisconsin with EOS imaging capabilities. The center is expected to be complete and open by late summer 2025. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to resist the Midwest nice when approaching lane closures and work zones. The correct way to merge is what's called a zipper merge, utilizing both lanes up until the orange barrels to take turns merging. This keeps traffic flowing continually and avoids long lines in one lane. You can learn more about how to zipper merge at wisconsindot.gov. Dietitians want to make sure kids are getting the right nutrition. Eating the proper nutrients is key to their overall health and well-being. However, kids in school have the lowest diet quality compared to other age groups. That's despite having the highest nutritional needs. Experts say to try to make healthy eating fun. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The Cards clip the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a 6-4 lead heading into the bottom of the ninth, but Devin Williams allowed some walks. St. Louis able to send it into extra innings. The Cardinals loading up the bases in the bottom of the 10th. Nolan Arenado at the plate. Cover John Fox.
Arenado, deep left. Has he done it? Goodbye! Their backs against the wall. Their season virtually on the line. Still with some magic.
The final, the Cardinals 10, the Brewers 6. Game 3 today. NFL concerned for Packers running back A.J. Dillon, who's not practicing after suffering a neck stinger in last week's joint practice in Denver. Dillon had a neck stinger at the end of last season.
We want to be safe and smart. You only get one body, so, you know, thinking about how we can be out there and be as protected.
As Packers running back A.J. Dillon with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you need more reasons to dislike Gwyneth Paltrow, here you go. In a recent New York Post blurb about Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson breaking up or not breaking up, Paltrow, Martin's ex-wife, who he has two kids with, chimed in on her friendship with her ex-husband and Johnson, saying she adores Johnson but also understands people think it's weird because she just passed through it iteratively. Adding, what else can you bring in instead of being resistant to or being made insecure by? There's so much juice in leaning into something like that. What? Unfortunately, my Jenny P to English translator is down, but I think she's trying to sound intelligent. In much more down-to-earth news, Star Wars series The Acolyte will not have a season 2. Despite decent reviews, which include a 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan base was completely divided, and the last thing we need in an election year are nerds throwing down. I can say that because I like Star Wars. Well, if you've already spent 3 hours in the theater watching the first installment of Kevin Costner's Horizon American Saga Chapter 1, hoping to see the next 3 hours, Horizon an American Saga Chapter 2, in theaters, you can't, because it was pulled due to low interest. The title doesn't help. But fear not, Costner fans. Chapter 2 premieres on Max Friday, August 23rd. Fearless comedian Eric Andre says he was racially profiled at the Melbourne airport in Australia. The star of his own show, The Eric Andre Show, in the film Bad Trip, was in Australia for a gig when he says he was pulled out of the security line to be sniffed by the dogs. He said this is not the first time it's happened and currently has a lawsuit pending against the airport in Atlanta for the same type of treatment. Those of you who are fans, I know what you're thinking, but Andre was fully clothed when the incident happened. You can track the trajectory for my addiction if you gauge my weight from season to season. Those are the words of Matthew Perry from his book Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing. Perry says when he was carrying weight, he was drinking, and when he was skinny, it was pills, and when he had a goatee, it was lots of pills. According to the New York Post, series producers Marta Kaufman and David Crane spoke to the Times of London about their process when they learned of Perry's addiction to drugs and alcohol. Crane said they asked Perry if he wanted to leave the show to deal with his substance issues, to which Perry replied, "No, this is really important to me." Perry said in his book that he estimates he spent roughly $9 million in an attempt to become sober. The late star also said that season 9 of Friends was the only season of the show he was fully sober for. Perry was found dead in his hot tub in October 23 from a ketamine overdose. His live-in assistant has recently been charged, along with four others, in connection to Perry's death.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.